amazing. And just, I hope you guys have a fantastic week. If you're in a dark place, I hope this episode can lift you up, or go listen to another episode. I hope it can lift your spirits some. And I'm just happy to have my BK fam with me. Welcome. And let's jump into this week's episode. So I've been thinking about this topic. I thought about it a little bit last week, and then I wasn't in a place to record. And so since I'm recording now, I thought, why not ponder this topic with my BK fam? And the topic is obedience enough? And I know we think like, okay, where is she going with this? Probably something about God. Is this something about child to parent? Anybody who, or just in the sense of anybody else who has authority over you, is it just being obedient in any kind of thing? Because you could be an employee that needs to be obedient to a boss. Where is Mickey going with this? Well, I'll tell you. You know that it has something to do with God more often than not if I'm speaking on it. And that's where I'm going. Is obedience enough when it comes to God and when it comes to your relationship with God? And stay with me. For the people ready to run off already, stay with me. Because have you guys ever heard the saying? Maybe you haven't, but I know a lot of us have, where we say loving God is being obedient to Him. If you love Him, then you're obedient to Him. There is, when you're disobedient, you basically are saying you don't love Him, blah, 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 when people go into details, right? And I sat with that and I wondered and I said, okay, to love God is to be obedient to what He says do. To love God is to be obedient to His word. To love God is to be obedient, right? But is that it? I don't think so. A lot of times when people say, if you love God, well, you'll be obedient, point, period, blank. And anytime you're not obedient to Him, then you're basically telling Him you don't love Him. Do I believe that in some form, when we are disobedient to God, it can come off as if we are telling Him we don't love Him? Absolutely. Absolutely. But do I think obedience is enough to form a truly intimate relationship with God? Absolutely not. One of the most important things that you can do in your relationship with God, besides getting to know Him for Him and not just who the world told you who He is, or who others have told you who He is, or the version of Him you may have come up with in your mind based on experiences in this life you've had. He is so much. He is so much that words can't even grasp truly what God is. His love is so powerful that I don't think I have the words to truly explain the beauty, the majesticness, the power, the warm, all-consuming, and comfort that is God, and that is His love that He gives us, right? But I don't want people to think that if you are disobedient, then God automatically feels like my child doesn't love me. Because then I think that would ignore the grace that He gives. Then I think that would ignore the mercies that He gives. And those are gifts that are renewed daily. Okay. Now, does that mean just because they are renewed daily that you need to take advantage of His grace and mercies? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. However, we can't ignore the fact that they are there. If anything, I think we should acknowledge the fact that they are there. They should be a reminder that even though I have this gift, let me not abuse it. Let me be grateful. Let me be thankful. And let me find some comfort in the fact that I know that if somehow I do slip and fall, I can get back up and He'll still love me. I think the danger with telling people that, okay, if you're not obedient to God, you're basically saying you don't love Him, is when I thought about it from a logical standpoint that had nothing to do with God, but just a human to human relationship. There were people in my life that I was obedient to, and not because I loved them, not because I respected them. Maybe I was obedience out of survival. Maybe I was obedient because I want to get my paycheck. Maybe I was obedient because I want to get a good grade. Maybe I was obedient because I don't have to hear your mouth, right? I'm not doing this because I love you, but maybe I have my own other reasoning. And so I feel like when we follow God, right? And we be like, well, I'm going to be obedient because they tell me to. I don't think He gets the same kind of joy as if we were being obedient because we truly want it to be, or if we were being obedient because our love for Him was the reason behind wanting to be obedient, or I want to prove my love to God by following his word. That's a lot different than I'm going to be obedient just because I have to, or this is the only way that I feel like I can show God love. Because yes, be obedient, but is that the only way? No. Spending time with somebody and just being in their presence, you can show love to him that way. Talking with him, you can show love that way. And those other things like praying, just being in his presence, worshiping, that builds intimacy. And intimacy is what keeps you going in life. You need it. You need it. Because if you don't have that intimacy with God, it will be too easy for people to come in your life and steer you down the wrong path. It will be too easy for people to try to separate you from him. And the world we live in, we are filled with distractions, from the music to the TV shows to the games to the sports to having other relationships with other humans. We are constantly distracted. We are constantly pulled away from him. There are so many tragedies that's always happening, or even if they could be good moments that sometimes separate us from God, they could be good relationships that sometimes separate us from God, because we get so consumed in the things that either we ask for or that we're striving for. And we lose sight of the one who can bless us with it all, or who has already blessed us with these things. And I think it's very important that we make sure that we don't lose the one who helped us receive them in the first place. I think it's very important that we make sure that out of all relationships, if you're married, God comes before your spouse. If you're a parent, God comes before your children. How do you think you even know how to handle these people? Yes. Your spouse, your children. How do you think you know how to handle these people? Right? First thing I do with anybody in my life, whether it's an enemy, whether it's one of the closest people to me, or you're in between, God, how do you want me to handle them? Where should they be placed accordingly? Because sometimes you got to rearrange people depending on the season. Sometimes people who are close to you don't always stay as close, but it doesn't mean you have to cut them out. You just put them in a new spot. Or some people who are super close, you're like, we're growing apart. We're not going nowhere near in the same direction. And trying to hold on to you just because so much time has been invested will do nothing but waste time for the future, for not just me, but for you as well, right? Like, there's so many factors that you have to take into account, and that's really important. But out of all the relationships, out of all the things, the most important thing to connect with and have a strong intimacy with is Jesus Christ himself, okay? The Most High. The Most High. There is no one better. There is no one greater. There is one above. And sometimes those can feel like empty words if you haven't experienced him, right? And that's why I say, like, yes, obedience over everything to what he say. Give him a yes even when you don't feel it, because emotions, they go up and down. You know how many times I've done things where I don't feel like doing it, but it doesn't mean that I wasn't going to do it? I may not feel like doing it, okay? More often than not, I probably don't feel like doing it, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to do it. Same thing with God. Like, if he tells me to be obedient to something, if he tells me to reach out to a person, if he tells whatever form that I need to obey him, I don't always feel like doing it. And some people may not be accustomed to hearing people talk like that when it comes to God, but a lot of times God tells me to do different things. I do not feel like doing it. Sometimes he tells me to serve in certain ways. I do not feel like doing it, but am I going to? Absolutely. And it's not just to show my love for God, but it's also just, I don't know how to put it. It's not just to show my love for God, but it's because I truly have that love for God. But I don't think that just came just from being obedient with him. I feel like I grew to want to be obedient to his word because my trust in him grew. My intimacy in our relationship grew. The trust, the love, the knowledge of him, the knowledge of his word. And I don't even know it all. Like, I know God is the one that's sovereign. I know he knows beginning and the end and the middle. I know that God is the one that literally stands outside of time. I'm trying to wrap my human brain around to, is time the same down here as it is in heaven? No, it's not. Is time the same for me as it is for him? Absolutely not. Like, this man can stand outside of all of that. So if I can't wrap my head around that, I know there are so many other things that I can't wrap my head around either. However, obedience isn't the only way that I show my love to him. And to get to the point of wanting to be obedient over everything, whether I feel it or not, I had to develop a true relationship with him, and not just a relationship based off of what other people told me, not just a relationship based off of just my feelings. I had to really show up and really invest. And he's a gentleman. God isn't going to force himself on any of us. He is a gentleman. And that's one of the best things that I love about God, is not only his intentionality, not only his love, but his kindness and respect. There's nothing that I hate worse than people who try to force relationships. If they say, well, maybe this or maybe that. No, I saw what I saw. I know what I know. You know what you know. Respectfully, you want them in your life? Cool. And respectfully, I want no parts of them. Cool, right? Like, everybody's allowed to have the people that they want. And I love that about God. Like, he doesn't force himself on us. He doesn't say, because I am Lord, I can make you bow down to me. You know, that's what most human kings do. Not all human kings, but a lot of like human kings and queens. It's like, you're going to follow me because these are the rules that were set in place, or you're going to do this just because. And God's like, no, I mean, if you want to rock with me, cool. And if you don't, it's cool too. But unfortunate consequences will happen if you don't. But however, I would never, and this is how I feel like God is. He would never want to use manipulation. He would never want to use force. Because when you really choose him, he's like, Jesus died for y'all regardless. Like, you're good. So anything from here on out, it won't be you're in a relationship with me because you're afraid to die. It won't be because you want just your sins forgiven. Like, yes, does that still happen now? Absolutely. But it'll be, there's something so special about being in a relationship and choosing God in spite of everything. And just literally having the free will. Like, knowing that God has that much power to force us. We can all confess his name and drop down to our knees right now, right? He can make the trees bow down if he wanted to. And we all still get the choice to choose him. So that way, when we really are obedient to him, is because we really choose to be. When we really pray to him and want to spend time with him, it's because we really choose to do it. And there's something so beautiful about a God who had the biggest hand in creation, literally allowing his little creations to still have some say, some free will. Like, what? How awesome of a God do we serve, right? He is magnificent. So I guess the whole point in this episode is that, yes, if you love God, you are obedient to him. But do I think that's all? No. Do I think there are other steps that you have to take to even get to the point where you even appreciate obedience, whether you feel like doing it or not? Yes. And so I just want to make sure that if you've heard that and you're like, oh my God, I messed up, God must feel I don't love him. God knows your heart, and he expects us to mess up. We're human. He expects us to mess up. So you don't have to worry about that. That goes back to our grace and mercies gifts that's fresh and renewed daily, right? However, we will work hard to not take advantage of them just because they are there, right? However, just because you make a mistake doesn't mean that God feels like you don't love him. Repent. Talk to him about it. Be like, God, I made this mistake because of da 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 da. Like, he knows, but he wants to know, are we aware? God knows everything. He wants to know, do we know? Can we really see? Is it really a heart structure? Is it really a heart change that has taken place or that still needs to take place? And he's such a gentleman. He will walk out this journey with you. So please remember that, yes, being obedient to God is showing your love for him, but know that it's going to take so much more than obedience. And he doesn't want you obedience out of routine, right? Because you've just been told to do this. Or he doesn't want you obedient off of just some, like, your parents' faith, right? Your grandma's faith, right? No, like, he wants this intimate, dope relationship with each of us individually and the relationship over the rules. And it doesn't mean ignore the rules that he has set in place. But I think sometimes when it comes to religion, people are like, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do that. And that's like the least of your worries. Like the rules are there in place to protect us from certain pain, certain atrocities from happening. And yet we still go through them because we are human and we ignore the rules, right? And sometimes he even has it set up where you can follow every rule in place and there's still some form of you that will desire and need him in a way because that's just the way this life and this world was designed, right? We are nothing without him, but we can be everything and so much more with him. And so that's what I'm going to leave you guys with. Short, sweet, and to the point. I hope it helped somebody, and even if it didn't help, thank you guys for tuning in. From wherever you listen to me from, I appreciate every single person who takes the time out of their day to listen to little old me on BK. So I love you guys, and I can't wait to see what we talk about next time. All right, guys. Bye.
Speaking fluent, so just listen. Blank curves, blank curves.